we are all in this together, and so all alumni, our friends, our faculty, our staff, our students, and of course the development team of the foundation and the university, for all the work that they have done in making this campaign a major success. And I'm quite sure that we are going to go well over the $2.4 billion mark when I make my next report. However, given the successful campaign, we cannot rest on our laurels and we cannot stop our fundraising efforts because we have many ongoing needs. And as President Hogan has discussed many times, scholarship support is still probably our most critical area. He announced at the June 2011 Board of Trustees meeting the Access Illinois Presidential Scholarship Initiative. And I want you to know response has been extremely strong. The new scholarship initiative, as you know, is designed to ensure that exceptional students will have access to an Illinois education that prepares them to make extraordinary contributions to society through their knowledge, creativity, and commitment. And our goal in the Access Illinois initiative is to raise at least $100 million in student financial support for all three campuses during the next 2.5 years. And I'm also pleased to report that in the first 9 months, we have received pledges and outright commitments of more than $29.4 million. And with yesterday's little inkling of the gift, that's going to jump significantly. But for anyone who has ever questioned what lasting impact their support of a gift can make, I've got a very short story, but a very remarkable one to share with you. It begins with an 1897 alum's gratitude for the engineering education he received here at the University of Illinois. And during his career with Link Belt Company, Mr. Bert Gaiman rose through the ranks to become president of the company's Pacific Division and a member of its board of directors, and he retired in 1943 from Link Belt. Then in 1963, Mr. Gaiman anonymously gave 10,000 shares of Link Belt Company stock to the University of Illinois Foundation, a gift valued at that time of a little over $490,000. He asked that income from the shares be used to create a fund that would support scholarships, fellowships, or student research initiatives. In 2 years, those shares grew 1.5 times in a 3-for-2 stock split. Remember stock splits?
Yeah.
In 1967, Link Belt was merged into the FMC Corporation. From that time to 2010, further restructuring of the company, sell-offs, and resulting stock splits pushed the fund value even higher. All the while, students were benefiting from Mr. Gaiman's philanthropy. What first began as two graduate fellowships at $4,000 a year eventually evolved into support for both undergraduate and graduate students. The undergraduate awards started as a series of 20 $1,000 scholarships each year from 1971 through 1987, and it has grown to 47 annual awards of $1,000 each. And in terms of graduate fellowship support, the fund has awarded more than $1.247 million over the past 48 years. Beginning this fall, 47 new deserving undergraduate students on our three campuses will receive a $5,000 award for each of the next 4 years. In addition, $140,000 will be awarded this fall to master's and doctoral students as FMC fellowship awards. Now that's more than $370,000 per year distributed for student support from the FMC Technologies Education Fund. So, just imagine the impact of Mr. Gaiman's gift on the lives of nearly 2,000 students who have benefited from his generosity, not to mention the life-changing impact on the 55 undergraduate and graduate students who this fall will receive gifts from this fund. Overall, during the past 48 years, more than $3 million has been awarded to Illinois students from the fund, a figure 6 times more than the value of the original gift in 1963. So talk about ripple effect. Undoubtedly, each of these Illinois graduates has improved the lives of countless others and their individual communities as well. And through their efforts, we'll demonstrate what it means to be Illinois proud. I wanted to share this story since it benefits students on all of our campuses